Research released today could be a game changer for Australia's wheat industry. In a 7-year trial led by La Trobe University and the CSIRO, wheat farmers planted crop varieties normally grown in the Northern Hemisphere. If adopted here, researchers say Australia could increase the national wheat crop by 20%. Jess Davis reports.
Barry Haskins is a farmer and agronomist from Griffith in southern New South Wales. In between harvest and sowing, he's busy on the road visiting clients. He farms on one of the 16 sites which, for the past 7 years, has been growing winter wheat crops instead of the spring wheat normally grown in Australia.
And I personally believe that this is the next leap for us in terms of our potential yield.
Winter wheats are mostly grown in the Northern Hemisphere. They take longer to grow, but can provide higher yields.
We've unlocked a lot of our yield potential in some of the seasons, so we were very commonly getting double the yield of our spring-sown wheats in a year where really traditionally we wouldn't have grown a lot of grain at all.
Associate Professor at La Trobe University, James Hunt, is the lead researcher of the trial.
The first paper you can find on it, it comes from 1937. So there's a bit of a history of it and there's been a few attempts at getting it to happen. But really we needed a lot of modern agronomic management to come along in order to be able to make it happen.
Using modelling, the research team found the national yield could be increased by about 20%. Worth up to $1.8 billion to the national economy. In Australia, wheat is typically sown in time for what's known as the autumn break, the first significant rainfall of the winter growing season, between April and June, depending on which part of the country you're in. But autumn rainfall in Australia has been declining since the 1990s, leading to a stagnation in wheat yields. The advantage of winter wheats is they can be planted months earlier than spring wheats. So if a farm gets rain in March or has lots of moisture in the soil from summer rains, the wheat could be planted then. Tim McClellan farms at Birdship in northwest Victoria.
With the variable rainfall, we're going to have to be more adaptable. So we're going to have to plant crops when we get those rainfall events. It's not ideal, but it certainly will help us in the long run if we have that flexibility and adaptability.
He has also been part of the joint La Trobe CSIRO study.
Anything that we can do to widen up that window is something that we're interested in.
But Associate Professor James Hunt says the real potential won't be unlocked until winter varieties, known as cultivars, are developed specifically for Australia.
But there's breeding companies working on that. I'm hoping that we'll probably have a lot better cultivars than we have now within the next 2 or 3 years.
The research findings have been published today in the journal Nature Climate Change.
Jess Davis with that report.